to 430 East.
WSBQ 996 monitoring the frequency.
WSGI 432, monitoring and mobile. WSGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSB 489, WSHM 738.
Go ahead there, you got WRWB 489.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, morning time. Which spot you in?
I'm coming through the Flint repeater, over.
Well, you're Q5.
Well, that's good to know. It's not like I'm normally up here, but I'm going to be moving here, so I may get a little noisy. You can let me know here.
Well, in that last transmission, you started to take offense, but for the most part, it wasn't enough to take you out, you know, so. Still working. Still good. I still hear it.
Yeah, okay. Well, seems like I'm within range. So, there you go. Don't know. I'm not usually up here, so. It's working. It's working. So, there's a distinct advantage to, the setup for sure.
Yep. Yeah, seems to be working, so. Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching TV before I go into work.
Yeah, okay. So we got a little more left of the day here, so, and then, heading back, so. That's that. I figured I'd give this a try. I went to grab a coffee real quick and a quick bite to eat. Everybody else is sleeping, so I'm used to getting up early. You know how that goes.
Yeah, copy that. Okay.
I just came back from McDonald's there. I got about another mile to go and then I'm going to park and head in. So, hey, we'll catch you later. I figured I'd give it a whirl and see what kind of coverage it had here. So, anyways, we'll see you, Mike. Have a good day at work and catch you later tonight. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
All right, you take care, and we'll talk to you later. This is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
WRWB 347, monitoring.
WSEU 202, good morning.
Good going this morning, 202, WSGI 432.
Oh, yeah, how you doing, man? Yeah, we're just sitting here, man, waking up, you know, for the second time.
Roger that. Hey, got a question for you. How much down? I'm up here by mile marker 192 on I-75, trying to flip through some channels here. I'm just wondering how well it's coming through.
I'm back here at 94 and 696 in Roseville. You just got a little bit of crackling in there with you. That's it.
Roger that. You're coming in pretty good, too, here.
There we go. That's all we can ask for, right?
Yeah, roger, roger. All right, man. You have a good day, and I'll talk at you again. This is WSGI 432.
You said that was WSGI 432?
Yes, sir.
Hey, just want to throw you in the book there. WSEU 202, first name is Scott.
Roger that, Scott. My name is Jimmy.
Okay, man. Take care of yourself, and we're back monitoring.
WSGI 432, mobile and monitoring. WSGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
432. You got a copy on me? WSGH 92, clear. Station 432 from WSGH 92. WSGH 92, clear.
Sam Charlie Zebra 10 monitoring.
WSBM 993, go ahead, Dave.
Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, yourself?
Doing about as good as I can. Just sitting here sipping the coffee and staring at the screen as usual there. What you doing?
Oh, not too much right now. Just getting ready to get the day started here pretty soon. That's about it.
Yeah, right, yeah. What radio are you using?
Both main handheld right now.
I wish my handheld could sound as good as that, dude. As usual, man, you're sounding fantastic. When I say fantastic, I mean fantastic. I mean full quality. It's like you're sitting right here. I wish my hand held something that good, right?
Roger that. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good yourself, but diesel noise is coming back in with you again today. But other than that, you're sounding really good.
I noticed a couple people. The diesel noise is a little louder today than usual. It's all right. As long as the things are working, then okay.
Yep, roger that for sure, definitely. Yeah. So, you had a pretty good night last night?
Yeah, it was all right. A little calm, but talked to some people I haven't talked to, not on here, but on the phone. A couple surprise phone calls from people I ain't talked to in years, so that kind of caught me off guard there. But it's been a pretty good night there. How was your evening?
Pretty decent, not too bad. You know, just you know, hung out and stuff. That was about it. Not really too much, but that was okay.
Yeah, Roger. I didn't have it on too much. I turned it on, throwing the call letters out there. Then probably monitor a bit, turn it off, go back to what I was doing. So I don't know if there was any action out here or not there, okay?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, when I had it on there, it seemed like it was pretty dead out here and stuff. It was kind of quiet for the most part.
All right, my friend, I'm going to go over on the monitoring side and hear the frequency. If anybody else wants to get out there. Well, you know, the usual blip. Sound good. It sounded really good. It's good talking to you. If I don't talk to you later, have yourself a good rest of the day. WSOC 793, I'll clear it for you, fine.
Roger that. Same to you, Dave, and appreciate you reaching out this morning as well. And same to you. You take care and have yourself a good day, too, if we don't talk at you. And we'll definitely do it again. So take care, my friend, and good hearing from you again. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Chad. WSGU 844.
Morning, 844 Sherman, WSBM 993.
Morning, Sherman. I knew you were going to pop in there somewhere. I had that feeling.
Roger, roger. Yep, just having a morning coffee and monitoring all the radios beside me and chit-chatting with the wife here and there. How we all doing?
Well, I hope I ain't doubled up with Chad. I was going to let him go first. Doing pretty good. Same thing, just sitting there sipping the coffee, and I'm looking at some stuff on the computer, and I don't know, pondering the day there, okay?
Roger, roger. Yeah, I'm just enjoying that sunshine on the back of my neck, too, and looking out the windows now and then. But yeah, I was going through Facebook, and yeah, we're gonna go out to a farm market out in Davison today, a farmer's market. Wife corrected me. See what's happening out there, and come back home and do some things around the yard.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it's sunny over here. Sun's out. All right, I got 41 degrees. I think it's supposed to get a little higher than that. I'd like to go outside, but, you know, hopefully it gets up enough where I can go outside and do stuff. But, farmer's market. Are you gonna buy some farms? What are you doing?
Roger, roger. Maybe a farm or two, yeah. One with cows, one with goats, yeah, and then corn and sunflowers, yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah, it's 32 here. Yeah, when we first woke up, there was frost on the pumpkins behind us. Man, it was frosty.
Yeah, roger that. I wouldn't be surprised if we had frost this morning. It was pretty cold. I had my window a crack. Almost was going to get up and close it, but nah. But I wouldn't be surprised. I don't even know what it's supposed to hit over here today. I think it's supposed to go up higher to 40. Where am I looking at? By 2 p.m., 53. Well, I'm getting close down there. Roger?
Roger, roger. Yeah, it's supposed to get up to 55 here today. So, yeah, you're closer to the equator than we are.
Yeah, just a little bit, I think. If I was to measure it out, get a map with the equator and measure it out, yeah, I think I am closer to the equator than you are there, Roger.
Roger, yeah. We're about 50 miles apart from each other, I would say.
Let's see, you're north. If I really want to nitpick, I think you to the northwest a little bit. So you go there, you drive down there, carry the 2, and divide it by 10,
carry the one. Yeah, you're right. I think maybe you were closer. Nope, it's me.
Now, did you dot your I's and cross your T's? Over.
No, that's what I got the solder sucker for. It does that for me.
Roger, roger. Oh, but yeah, that's good to see the sunshine and, yeah, the warmth of the sun. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, roger. I still have my window cracked. I don't feel no... You know, it's unusual. I know this is going to sound dumb, but, you know, like if I have my window cracked, it's like 30-something out. It's all right. It don't bother me. But for some reason, when the temperature goes up, all of a sudden I start getting this cold breeze. It'll go up to like 40-something. I'll get this cold breeze coming through where I have to shut the window. Every time. I don't know. But it's 41 out there now, and I'm not freezing, so either way. All right, Sherman, man. I'm gonna get on the monitor side and open up the old frequency and get back to what I was doing there. Good morning to you. Good morning to Kelly. It's good talking to you, as always is, man. And, you're sounding really good. Really good. Full quiet. Sounds excellent there. If I don't talk to you later, you have yourself a really good day at the Farmers Market, whatever there. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring after your final, sir.
Roger, roger. Yeah, great talking to you there, Dave, like always. Have yourself a fine day. Enjoy that sunshine. And, yeah, if it gets a little... Fire up that solder sucker. That should warm you up a little bit if you get a little chilly in there. WSTU 844, we're clear. And talk to you later.
Roger, roger.
WRPD 448 monitoring the speaker.
Good morning, 448. WSOZ 793. Must have been too late.
Station 448.
Okay, 448. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
793, this is 448. You might not be any better.
Morning, Kurt. You're a little rough. I can make out what you're saying. You've got the noise in there with you there, Roger.
Yeah, I'm on my front porch right now. I'm getting horrible perception. Must be conditions. If I don't copy you well, I'll try again sometime later today.
Yeah, Roger. Well, whatever you did there in that last transmission, stand there, because you came in pretty good. A little bit of noise with you, but much louder, much better there, Roger.
Yeah, I usually read a lot better standing where I'm at ordinarily. It's definitely conditions. I usually read really clear inside, too, and I'm not getting anything inside.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, then, it's conditions. It'll be conditions. Well, I don't know what everybody else has been coming through. I heard a few trying to get through the repeater that this may be, but so how are you? What's happening over there?
Just trying to keep my head above water. Your repeater sounds exceptionally noisy this morning.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I've been told a few times. I've been told that a few times today. It's one of them days where some days it's really noisy, some days it's slightly noisy. But as long as I don't care. As long as you can read me, then that's all. That's all I worry about there. Okay.
Copy that. You'd be coming in loud and clear if it wasn't for the noise on the repeater, but you're sounding good. Anyway, I just wanted to get on for a minute and say hello. I'm going to start my day now. It's actually kind of nice here. This is WRPB 448. Dave, I'm really happy to have caught you this morning, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, Roger that. Same here, Kurt. Glad I got a hold of you. And you know, it's always good talking to you. I understand, Getty. It just seems like it's going to be a really nice day to get some stuff done or go have some fun or something. Anyway, my friend, you have yourself a good rest of the day, and we'll maybe talk to you later. WSOZ 793, I'm monitoring. Yeah, I'm monitoring. That's what I'm doing. I'm monitoring.
WSGU844, just want to wave the antenna to you, Kurt, there in Groveland Township, 448. Have a good one.
Well, hello. It's so good to hear from you as well. Caught you guys talking together the other night, and it's good to say hello, and it's good to be thought of.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to you before you walk back out, back into the house. So, yep, yeah, I'm going to start my day. So I just wanted to say hi. So have yourself a good day. Enjoy. And we'll talk at you later. WSGU 844. I'll be clear after your final.
This is WRPD 448, and I am clear.
This is WROM 813, testing my new 42.5-inch tactical antenna on my handheld. Anyone got a copy?
Yeah, I got a copy on you. I think you said 403. Mine was somewhere else there. Go ahead.
Hey, it's good to meet you. My name is Patrick. I'm out of Mount Morris, Michigan. On a handheld on the first floor of my house, next to a window. Am I coming in okay?
Hey, you're coming in great. Sounding really good. You have Dave over here, Warren, WSSD 793. But, yeah, you're coming in really good. With the tactical antenna, is that one of them really tall things that, like, that like a tape measure?
Yeah, good to meet you, Dave. That's exactly what it is. I just have it sitting on a table next to a window. Just trying to see how far I can reach out. I mean, Mount Morris.
Yeah, Roger. I have two of them. Some tactical antennas. It's still in the bag. I pulled one out, screwed it onto my bow thing. I keyed up and see if I could open the repeater a while back. But man, that thing's way too long. My bow thing, it wouldn't stand up no more. I set it down the antenna and make it fall over, Roger.
Yeah, I copy that. I have mine sitting on a old tablet stand mounted up on it for now. Eventually I want to get me a little mobile used for a home base.
Yeah, Roger that. that's not the thing. I just wonder if they actually work. I guess they do, apparently, because I'm listening to your transmit on one that sounded pretty decent. I talked to, I don't know if you know who Jack is, 488, but he told me that they're used, like, if you go up in the hills and stuff like that, if you use them, I don't know. All I know is it was a little bit too big for my hand out there for it to stand up there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. It's a little awkward. Even just my hand is a little awkward. You know, maybe if I have to put it on a backpack or something and get one of the little handheld lights or something for it. But yeah, for what it is, it's pretty cool. I got two of the EV5G pluses, both with the tactical antennas on them. I'm going to try to do a range test the next couple of weeks between the two radios.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's working. Yeah, that's cool then, because, you know, I just wondered if they actually worked or not, because they... I got two of them over here too, like I said, and they're like thin, like tape measure. You can bend them down and actually roll them up or something. Practically, the Alfang tactical antennas. So I probably the same ones you have there. Okay. Around or something, but all of a sudden your signal got very bad. Your transmit got bad. I don't know if you're moving around or what there, Roger.
Yeah, my bad. I think I set my radio down to try to transmit.
Roger, that's weird how that works, too, because when I started out on the GMRS, I have a Baofeng UV5RM, and that's what I started out on, and sitting here in certain spots on my table, I was able to come through the repeater clean and everything, but if I moved even slightly to the right or to the left, you know, it would all go to pot. I had to find that sweet spot there. But all right, she's working, and, you know, it sounded decent when it is there, and I forgot your first name, I'm sorry. I'm the kind of person you have to tell me your first name three times before I remember it there. Roger.
Yes, sir, I understand. My name is Patrick, WROM813, out of Mount Morris, Michigan, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, Roger that, Patrick. You say WRON? Very good. Got it all. Anyway, have yourself a good one. Have yourself a good day, and good talking to you. WSOZ 793, I'm monitoring after your final.
Yeah, WROM813. Have a nice day. I might get out there and do some long work. Appreciate you. Have a great one.
Roger, roger.
WRKY 276 mobile monitoring.
Station 218. Station 218. WRUG 48, copy.
WRUG 488.
Good morning, Howard. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Janet. Got out of work early today. Beautiful weather out there. I'm gonna grab my wife and enjoy the day. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. How about you? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Yep. I'm doing good, and just been working a little bit later, going in a little bit earlier, trying to get some extra hours in. I gave you a shout-out on 4-2, but either I was too far out or you weren't monitoring me.
Probably, yeah. You know, there's always something to do at home. Roger.
That is the truth, especially with the weather getting a little bit nicer. Comes all the hunting list. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's always. You never fail. Do this and do that and go out there and trying to do your best and it's still not done.
I heard you guys the other night talking about the, satellite app to track the ISS. Did you ever get that figured out?
Yeah. I called a couple nights ago. You're right. I don't know if they heard me or not, but I did call a couple times.
I tried joining in, but again, may have been just out of range. Kudos. I've been using an app above, and it's pretty nice. It shows the orbit, shows a ring around my location, getting something that should be within range if possible. I guess. I should look at the other one. I haven't spent any time on it. You know, I get off a lot of work for you.
See, the best app is ISS Pro. If you can download it from the store, it'd be good. The Pro will give you exactly what you need when it's coming in.
Yeah, I saw that. I've got the frequency programming into both radios, and I hear something on it. I haven't got it.
What you're saying. Yeah. And that's what I went by, and they came in, and I was out there too, and I don't know if I made it or not.
Because it, you know, it's starting to get out of range for some people, but when it's right overhead, everybody's jumping on there, and it's hard to get in.
You are right. You're 100% right. Everybody's trying to jump in. You're right. But the best thing I heard at night after, you know, like after 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, that is the best time, and that's what I heard.
That makes sense. Probably less people tracking it at that time. So how's it going? Are you getting a lot of airtime on 4-2 and the other frequencies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, on 2.6, sometimes 2.5, you know, I do.
That's right. It's 2.6, not 4-2. My mistake. Good. If I go in on my normal time, there's two or three guys in the morning every day that kind of like our morning ride to work group, which is kind of nice. They're also, two of them are also in the Livonia Club, so I get to see them once a month as well. Kind of nice. Have you looked into getting into any radio clubs out by you?
Garden City. I couldn't get in the Garden City. I don't know why, from the base station. I tried that Garden City frequency, but I couldn't get in at all. I think I'm too far from it.
Yeah, that was the guys that taught the class that I took, and I programmed in their frequency. But, you know, they've got a net, but I hardly ever hear anything on it. I mean, I know I'm hitting the repeater, yeah, it's pretty quiet. That Hazel Park is fairly active. They've got a club, and they do meetings. I know it's still a way from you, but you should be able to hit that repeater with no problem. If you look up Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club on the internet, they post their frequencies and PL codes. Might be interesting for you.
I was out there one time. I got into it, you know what I mean? But this Sunday passed, I couldn't get to it because the radios, they were not active, so I got them all active up, you know, all up to the date. That's why.
I think, I don't know how far you are from Utica, but I know there's a group out there, and they've got a repeater. I hear it every once in a while out this way, but probably too far for me to really carry on a good conversation.
Well, I had the Warren repeater, the double nickel. I don't really know what double nickel is, but yeah, I did hit that, and I had the Hazel Park, and I had another one in Macomb. I was talking to them Thursday.
That's great. That's good. I enjoy it. It's, you know, it's just to pass the time on the ride in the car, and on the weekends I turn it on and kind of monitor. It's nice. Meet some nice people out there. Certainly is nothing like the CB channels. The GMS is good too. Pretty close to the amateur stuff. Hey, I'm just pulling up, so I'm going to cut this short. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon. CFA, CFK, clear on your final.
All right, good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. You take care, and have a good day. WIUG 48. Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
Station 922, WIUG 48, copy.
Good morning, Jack. How you doing, 480? Good morning. How you doing this morning? At least it's sunshine, and it's beautiful outside.
Yeah, roger that. I'm getting ready to pull that hamstick up off the roof there and do a little tuning on it.
See, you got a helper with you, is it? Right? Right?
Yeah, that's all good. Should be no problem.
That's good. Anyhow, you got my text message yesterday, right?
Yep, roger that.
Are you like that or not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's some good prices, for sure, on that website.
And those are the biggest guy out there.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was looking over their site. They got a lot of stuff for sure. You mobile right now?
I'm on the base station with that tram.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know you could run on that tram. I thought your SWR was too high.
I was SWR on that harvest. That's why I took it down and put the tram out there.
Oh, okay, roger that. Yeah, you're sounding good.
Yeah, but you know, yesterday I was surprised. I could hit Brent Revere 725. I don't know how, but you know what? And I found out there's a guy out here somewhere. He's got his own repeater 725. Maybe that's why I'm hitting. But I know yesterday I was hitting the 725 repeater.
Yeah, that's a pretty good poke for you. That's got to be like 40 miles, I would think.
I was surprised. I was on that 10-watt radio, the new one, the UP26, and I was hitting it too.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. You know, if the Detroit or Mount Clemens goes down, you can still communicate. That's good.
I haven't heard Randall out there. Do you ever heard Randall out there?
I have not. I have not heard him today.
I heard nothing from him for the past couple of days. I wonder how he's doing. That's all.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I haven't heard him, Jack, so I think you got his contact information. Send him a note.
I'll text him later on. I want to see if he can be out there or not. Anyhow, well, Greg, good talking to you. And I'll be off for a little bit till about maybe 4 o'clock, and I have to leave at 4. And this is WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack, we'll talk at you later. WSGH 92, we'll be clear.
Hey, how's that 10 meter?
I was on it this morning, and the band's dead. I didn't hear nobody out there.
Well, people sleep over, you know what I mean? Not sleep over, but sleep extra on Saturday. So I might hear them later on anyhow. All right, Greg. WIUG 48.
WSCP 257, monitoring.
WSOZ 78.
What's up, Dave?
WSTU 844. Hey, Roger. I heard you talking on spectacular. Would you monitoring 10 meter?
No, not me. I'm not on 10 meter. Sorry.
Maybe it was Greg. Sounds like you. Sorry, man. I heard you weren't just talking to Jack, were you?
Sorry, I was just got out of breakfast.
Yeah, okay, maybe I'm mistaken. 922. Oh, well, anyway, I'll get with you a little bit on the monitor of the SSZ-793.
Roger, roger. Talk at you later, buddy. WSTU-844. We're clear.
WSCU-202, and we are mobile. Station 544. Station 544, WIUT 48. Sure is a beautiful day.
WSFF-330 and monitoring.
WSCU-202. What, doesn't everybody kick their radios out with them while they're in the sun?
SHR 566, the air monitoring.
WRWX 221 Mobile.
WSGG 772, monitoring, over.
772, WIUG
48. Jack, how am I coming in? I just installed my DB20 in my new car, over.
Sounding good. I shouted for you yesterday to come this morning, that way you can meet everybody, but you weren't out there.
Yeah, I was at the dealership this morning picking up my new ride. Over.
Well, you're sounding good, and congratulations for a new ride.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I got the 2025 Subaru Forester Sport, and I love it. It's battleship grain. It's sharp. Over.
That's good. I'm happy for you. Anyhow, are you going to be there next Saturday? Now you can meet everybody?
I can't promise anything. It's way too early to... if I can make it next Saturday, but if I do, I'll show you my new ride, bro. Over.
No problem. Anyhow, good talking to you and good to hear from you. And you know what? I'll give you a shout maybe on the Friday and see what happens. Maybe this time or maybe before. Roger.
Yeah, Friday I'm rolling home from work at 3:30, so yeah, you can give me a shout like right after 3:30. Over.
No problem, I'll do that. No problem at all. You take care and have a good day. Enjoy the ride on a new car. WIUG48.
Thank you, Jack. You have a wonderful weekend, and this is WSGG 772. Over and out.
And 793, this is WSGG 387. You out there, Dave?
Come on, 387,
WSOG 793, WSOG 793. All right, update you. I passed the test today for general. I missed three questions.
Well, then, you passed, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Congratulations, Iron Order there all around.
Yeah, eventually I'll get a HF rig and start taking advantage of it. But, yeah, I just want to give you an update. I'm about to be pulling up to the house now. So, WSUV, great, that was clear. Thank you again.
Yeah, all right, no problem, my friend. Happy for you, man. Congratulations. Hey, you're gonna be doing it all up now. You got the big time. I'll catch you later, man. If I don't talk to you, have yourself a good weekend. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Radio stations available for a signal report of USCT 257.
WSBM 993, signal report loud and clear over here, copy.
Roger that, 993, appreciate the call back. Set up a little HT here to the mobile antenna on the truck, just making sure it's working good. And if you answer the call back, WSB 257, clear monitoring.
Yes, sir, anytime, no problem. Sounding real good. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
And then 3, this is the WSB 257, you still out there? And then 3, WSB 257, how copy?
And then 3, go ahead, 257.
Hey, 93, just wanted to do another signal report, actually. Getting answered with 5 watts all the way from Ann Arbor right now. So I just wanted to see if I can make it in while you may still be listening. So I appreciate going back. So you should be 257.
Yeah, sounding pretty good, man. Sounding pretty decent, man. Fully readable. Definitely sounding decent. WSBM 993.
Cool. Again, appreciate the report. Quite amazed that a little HT is able to make it all the way to Ann Arbor. So you see 257 clear monitoring.
WRWR 357, listening. WSFF330 mobile monitor.
Hello, 330. WSFZ793.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Things are rolling along. Getting the business done. How are you doing today?
I'm not too bad, just doing some errands as usual. But I got the antenna raised yesterday, so bottom of the antenna is about 47 feet, so the top of the antenna is at 56 for the repeater.
Yeah, Roger. All right, then I'll get a hold of my friend Frank, 902, and see if he can hit it from Sterling Heights. Not Sterling Heights. Where the hell is he at? Madison Heights? Somewhere out there, 17 and A's or something. See if he can hit it there, okay?
Copy that. Yeah, I just got to finish doing some cable work and radio work, and it'll be all set. I mean, the repeater's up right now, so. But a couple other things I got to finish off.
Yeah, Roger. So what do you have it on, a tripod and mast, or, I mean, is it on a tower?
Kind of a makeshift tower. I use iron pipe to get it up the height I needed.
Yeah, Roger. So, that should improve it pretty well. I wonder if Frank can hit it from over there. I'm gonna get a hold of him in a bit of if he's home, see if he can hit it. It'd be pretty cool if he can, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Like I said, if you gave everything to Sherman, he might be able to hit it out on his way in on Monday.
Yeah, actually, I don't see why not. I think he runs a DB20 in the mobile, I think. Maybe if he, probably either medium or high power from where he goes through, he should be able to hit it.
I copy that. I'm actually waiting. I got another radio coming. Well, I'll have it Monday. That'll be interesting. For my house, I'll probably be able to hit the Flint repeater.
Yeah, Roger. What radio do you have coming?
I got a Motorola. I believe it's an MCS 2000.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it'd be a good trip if you can hit the Flint repeater from where you're at. That'd be a good trip there, okay.
Yeah, actually, was it last night or this morning, I hit it weekly, but I hit it with my the Kenwood I got in there right now. But my antenna's up probably for my base unit, probably about 62 feet up.
Yeah, Roger. With that high up, well, what kind of power are you putting through that antenna?
Right now I'm only putting about 40, but it's rated for 400. It's a strictly GMRS tuned antenna, but it'll handle up to 400 watts.
Yeah, Roger. And if I'm not mistaken, 50 is the maximum you can run on GMRS, right?
That's correct, but that's just the way it was made. It was a little pricey, but it's lightweight. It's not a ground plane. I don't have to worry about the plane on it. The match is like dead on. So, and it's the same one I use at work. The same as when I, 45 watts.
Yeah, well, that's excellent, man. That sounds excellent. Yeah, you're able to hit it. What'd you say, Flint? You can hit the Flint, or, you know, I know you say you're going in weak, but, oh, if you're opening it, you're doing something. But you should be able to hit Mayville, the Mayville repeater, then. You should be able to get up in there, okay?
I haven't tried that one yet. I may have to do that when I'm at home and have to try to get in there and program that one in. I don't think I got that one programmed in. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just the size has been going down a little bit lately.
Yeah, there's a few malfunctions here and there, but, you know, ain't nothing. It is what it is, you know. Things mess up, you know, machinery breaks down, whatever the case. The Mayville one, I believe, is a bit closer in, and I don't see, if you say you're opening the Flint one, I don't see why you can't, you should be able to come in to get in the Mayville, probably full signal there, okay?
I'll just have to give it a shot next week and see. I mean, if I do, I do. I don't, I don't. But it's just, you know, something to see, you know, with getting that antenna so high.
Yeah, Roger. I'd be curious if you did. So if you do give it a shot, let me know. if I don't hear you, if I don't have it on in here, you go through Mazo. I'd be curious if you can, because that'd be pretty good. That is, from where you're at, you know, and you hit Mazo, that's pretty good. You'd be doing really good there, okay?
Yeah, roger that. Like I said, we'll see next week, one day next week, when I get around to putting it in. And I got to shorten my coax a bit to foil up the soy. I forgot my crimper at work, so I'll have to do it next week.
Okay, roger that. Down below, the other band down there, you know what I'm talking about. Shortening your coax can affect your SWR. I don't know if it does it up here, so be careful how much you shorten. Down there, 27 megahertz, yeah, they shorten it in, I don't know, 2 foot lengths or something. I used to know that formula. I'm just not sure up here if you start shortening your coax if it's going to screw with your match there, okay?
Yeah, no, I copy that. Yeah, I'm going to check the SWR before I even think of cutting it. I got to leave it coiled like a choke point, that might still be it, but yeah, I'm going to check it before I cut it. If it's right on, I'm not messing with it.
Yeah, roger that. I just, like I said, I'm a newbie up here. I know a lot of, you know, I come from HF down there, CV band and everything and stuff, and I know a lot about that stuff, man. I never had to deal with up here. So everything's still a bit new. That's why I'm wondering if you can just cut any length you want, or, you know, because it's like the Nagoya Magnet Mount antenna. I just threw it on a cookie sheet. I didn't do nothing. I have a 1.3, or 1.2, I'm sorry, on high and 1-to-1 on medium and low. But in down there in the CB, you throw a magnet mount up there, you have to tune it and do all kinds of stuff. And I just was wondering if shortening the coax is going to affect anything. All right, Kurt, I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitor side and let this thing cool down. And you're sounding good. I'm going to call my friend up to see if he can smack that repeater over there. So. If I don't talk to you later, have yourself a good weekend. It's always good talking to you, my friend. WSFZ 793, I'll clear on your final.
All right, roger that, Dave. I don't have to get out of the vehicle anyways. I'll be back on later. Also, I do got a ground plane for you. One of these days, I'll get it over to you. You know what you got to do over there. WSFF 330, we're clear.
Roger, roger, my friend. WSGU 844. You're around, Sherman. WSOC 793. No contact, 844, Sherman, of the SOC 793 monitor.
WRK 518.
Over, looking on the scanner.
/793, you out there?
WRVV525.
WSFZ793 monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air, monitoring.
Hello, Kevin, 566, WSFZ 793. Not much. I don't know if you moved or not, but the last transmission was messed up. First time you keyed up, you were clean in here. second time you keyed up and all stuff there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I'm in my,
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I caught most of it. You're in something. And you must be going to the Mount Clemens repeater, Roger.
Yeah, that's my question. To talk to you.
Yeah, Roger, then. I'm sorry, Kevin, but it's breaking up, man. Can't understand you. I get bits and pieces. But it's breaking up there, okay?
Am I breaking up okay? WRWB 489.
Yeah, Mike, you broke up just a sec, but you came through all the way, though.
Yeah, copy. I'm just sitting here with the big man.
Sam Foxtrot 902, am I coming in?
Jesus Christ, Frank, man, I had to reach over and turn the volume down. Anyway, tell the big man I said hello. Tell him I'm waving. Kevin, I don't know what to tell you, man, on the breakup stuff. Frank, that was full signal, man. You sounded like you're sitting right here. That comes in better than everybody else is that woman who IDs the repeater. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to go back to monitoring. Mike, tell the big man I said hello. I waved my hand. Franco, I don't know what you did, man, but that one time you came in, you were blowing smoke. And Kevin, I don't know what to tell you there. WSFC 793,
and I'm monitoring. I guess negative copy on Dave. WSFZ 793, this is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
Yeah, Mike, I heard you that time. I don't know if you were up before, somebody was trying to come through the repeater and wasn't making it. I heard you that time there, go ahead.
Yeah, that was me trying the Detroit repeater. Evidently, I was not getting in, so... Hey, if you want, we can QSY to the Troy if you want. I'm close enough.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm on my way.
Give me one moment.
WRTX 930.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Mr. Bob, how are you doing?
Haven't heard from you in a while. WRTX 930.
930, always a pleasure to hear you back in my receive there, brother. As you know, the Sheboygan repeater was down before Christmas. Thank goodness, after the ice storm and all the repair to communication systems here, it was reconnected back to the MIH system, for which I'm truly grateful. So, yeah, good to be back and good to hear your voice, Roger.
Yeah, I heard that. I tried to raise you a couple of times as I was over the winter, as I was I came through two or three times. But, yeah, the computer's pretty quiet when it's not connected.
Roger that. From my QTH, of course, I can hit the MIH tower. It's 5.5 miles as the crow flies. Sheboygan County has a GMRS frequency. However, it's local, not connected. Petoskey and East Jordan, just to name the three I can typically hit here from my living room on an HT. Petoskey is still down, as you know. Many transmission towers, FM radio and emergency communication towers came down in the storm. So, yeah, it's good to be back on the net. So, anything interesting on your end there, over?
Well, we lost some power during that storm, too, and had a bunch of trees down, but no major damage other than that. But, yeah, up in your quadrant, I definitely heard it was pretty brutal. Power was out a lot of places, and, yeah, I know your tower's been disconnected there for quite a while, but... That's a different thing, but yeah, that storm came through. That was pretty brutal, what came through there. But glad to hear you.
All good, copy there, brother. Yeah, one of the linemen I spoke with, 35-year veteran, hurricanes, tornadoes. We've used the word devastation here, but he put it in perspective. Catastrophic. Many of them commented they'd never seen such destruction to the electrical grid as we suffered here. So, but again, my electric company, PI County here, electric, 67% have power as of this afternoon. So things begin to get back to normal. So again, yeah, all systems go here, brother.
I actually came back late March, and I was in Roger City when that storm came through, and when I left, yeah, power was out everywhere, and yeah, I was only there for one night, and I wanted to come back down south here, and yeah, I'm like, nobody's got gas, nobody's got power. I'm like, what? Yeah, the roads are all, and it's like, man, this place is destroyed. I need to get south as quick as I can.
Can certainly relate, my friend. I learned a couple of lessons myself. Keep cash on hand. Gas, I had a battle buddy brought me 50 gallons of fuel. I only had 40 on hand. And then again, plenty of food and water on hand. And then on the communication side of the house, we were a small group here able to do simplex communications. And then I myself... not only in the shack, but here in the house. If it's in the airway, I've got scanner equipment, and I'm pretty much going to hear it unless it's encrypted, you know, military. But, yeah, so again, we're blessed to have the help we have here, and I believe we've had our 5 minutes on the air, so I'm going to say top of the evening to you and yours, and always a pleasure to have you in my receive, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear on your final.
All right, Bob. Well, yeah, good to hear your voice again. Glad you're back on the air. Glad everything's all right. And keep safe up there.
We'll talk to you another time soon, I'm sure. This is WRTX 930. WRPV 448.
544. Station 544, WIUG 48, copy. IUG 48, copy. WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544.
How are you, sir? How are you doing?
Systems go, sir. I waited to hear if you got a response. I realized I wasn't the one you were calling. All systems go here, Jack. How about yourself? Over. Jack, unfortunately, your entire transmission was broken and very unreadable. Over. WRZP 544.
How about now, Bob? Is now any better?
Sir, you're top of the pile right now there, Jack. All good copy. So go ahead and say your last transmission, Jack.
I just came at the house. I was shopping, grocery shopping. You got to buy a little bit of vegetables, and you got to buy some meat, you know, and some, lunch meat. That way, you know, for a quickie, you know, put a little bit in your stomach, and you can go all day. Roger.
Good copy, yeah. We've been in the same sandbox together, brother, so I get it. Quick and easy is always good. So, again, Jack, good to hear you. All systems go here. 67% PI electric customers in my county here have been restored. So things begin to get back to normal slowly but surely. So best to you and yours, and always a pleasure, Jack. WRZP 544.
Bob, good to hear from you and good talking to you. We'll talk again. Yeah, because I was on 675, and that 675 Mount Clemens repeater is still not fixed yet. So that's why I went down to from Detroit. Take care, Bob. WIUG 48. WSCI 847 WIUG 48, copy. Hey Dan, how are you, sir? How you doing? Okay, it's just a little bit of crack, no big deal. I understand everything you said, but that's why I see, because today was about 72 in a clear sky here. Roger. You're sounding okay. You're sounding really good. The audio is good. You know, a couple of crackers, no big deal anyhow. I just sent you anyhow to see if we can get on the GMRS, that's all. You can ignore that text message. You take care, Dane. We'll talk again. And I'll be listening on that GMRS tonight and tomorrow night. Roger. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills. Somebody key in the repeater for nothing. If you're audio, you can talk, and with no problem, we'll talk to you. WIUG 48. Station 296 out of Ohio. Station 296, be great. Out of Ohio. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Station
922, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Hey, Jack, when are you going to conference again?
WSBM 993, copy.
Somebody double, I don't know who.
WIUG 488, WSBM 993, copy.
Go ahead, how you doing this afternoon?
Roger that, doing pretty good, Jack. How you doing on this Saturday evening? I heard you talking to Ohio out there. They were coming in pretty decent on my end, little crackly, but other than that, he was making it in pretty good.
I've been talking to him since 22. 2022, I've been talking to him. We always talk. Even if I go to the park, I would talk to him from there on the 5-fly radio.
Roger that. So, question about ham radio. You're a technician class, right?
Yeah. That's what you got to do first.
Roger. So you can talk on like 2 meters and 70 centimeters and stuff like that, correct, with a technician?
I use a 10 meter, 2 meter, 70 centimeter. And all over with the repeaters, all over. You can connect the repeater way up north and way down south and all that stuff.
What about the HF? Is that through repeater too, or what is that through?
That is part of HF.
What about to talk to different, like, countries and stuff like that? Can you do that with technician, or you need a bigger license for that?
After you pass a technician, and then you'll be on the general. You got to get the general, and if you want to talk to China or Middle East or somewhere in there, and you got to have that extra. You got the extra, you got it all made out. Everything made out. You can talk all over the world.
WSBW.
Roger that. So what's the farthest you've talked so far on the ham radio since you've been on? What's the farthest you've talked?
There's another station out there. Go ahead, the other station out there.
Okay, Jack, this is WSBW-226. Jack, with the technician license that you have, you can work 10 meters on FM, and you can also work 6 meters, and both of those bands have pretty good DX openings, especially 10 meters lately with the sunspot cycle. You can literally talk around the world, so even as a technician, you can operate on 10 meters and get some pretty good long-distance DX contacts.
Yes, you do. I know that. I've been listening since 1985 on 40-meter, 20-meter, but I never talk on them. You're going to have the license. So that's why I know that. I really do know that. And thank you.
It's quite all right. I didn't want you to miss out on 10 meters as a technician. You can go down there and work on FM, I believe, is maybe even sideband, but I'm not sure. I would have to check the band plan. But anyways, you guys carry on. And once again, I already said congratulations on getting your tech license. So keep up the good work. I'm proud of you. This is WSBW-226.
Thank you very much, and you take care, and you have a good evening. Yeah, I will do that. I do have the radio, but I'm looking for getting a mic for it. I have an old Drake P4XC, and I got all of them, but I need the mic, so I'm looking for getting a mic very soon. And I wouldn't do that. I'll wait for my other license, and I can buy one of them Yaesu.
Yep, maybe you can get a Yaesu FT710. I have the Yaesu FTDX10, which is a really good radio. It's a little bit more money, but well worth it.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I looked at that 910. I like the 710 because you can talk all over the world. And that's what I like to do. Then you know what? The 710, I can take it with me to the park because we go to the park a lot in the summer.
That would probably be a very good choice for you, the 710, if you want to do parks on the air.
that sort of thing.
We usually go as a group. We are a group, and we go there a lot. And we go to River Bend, and we go like to 32 Mile Road, Kensington. We go there too, and we sometime on 16 Mile. So, yeah, I like it. I like the 710, and it now it's on sale. I don't know if you know that or not. They have it for $884.
Well, that's probably a pretty good price for that radio. With the tariffs and everything, the price might go up. So if you've got a little extra cash sitting around, maybe you should grab one of those, and you won't have to worry about a price increase. I didn't mean to interrupt you guys and leave out the friend that you were just talking to. So the other station that you were talking to, go ahead and pick it up. This is WSBW 226.
You go ahead and talk to Jack. I was just talking to him real brief there or whatever. But yeah, Jack, I'll get back to you later on or whatever, and I'll let you carry on to the CD6. I'm just playing on Facebook here right now, so I'll let you guys continue on there. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring, and we'll talk to you a little bit later on, Jack. 488, WSBM 993, clear.
No problem, Chad. You take care and have a good evening. WIUG 488. The 226, where you're located at? I think I did talk to you before, Roger.
Yeah, I'm in Flint, and I'm using the Flint repeater.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I talked to you before anyhow. You getting anybody out of Grand Rapids or anything like that?
I don't know if there's another station trying to break in. No, I haven't talked to anybody in Grand Rapids lately. If there's another station trying to break in here, give it a try. No station heard, Jack. Okay, I haven't talked to anybody in Grand Rapids. I think there are some stations on 2 meters that are ham radio repeaters linked to over in the Grand Rapids side, though. But I miss out on those maps.
There's one frequency, 146-100, and they do have, I think Sunday, they do have a net. And, you know, you'll hear a lot of people from elsewhere, you know, by you over there, Grand Rapids, Big Rapids, and all that. And that's what I heard.
Yeah, actually, I think you're referring to the 147.100, and that's one of the local repeaters here. It's on top of the Health Plus meeting or building. Not sure exactly where, but yeah, it's the 100 machine, and it's part of the IRA repeater network, and they hook up several times a week around noon, I think. I'm not real familiar with the times, but I know which repeater you're talking about. It's local here in the Flint area.
Yeah, I heard the down one, but I can't get to it from here. I tried to get to it, and I won't be able to get to it anyhow. Good talking to you. We'll talk again and see what else is out there new. I'll be clear on your final, WIUG 488.
Okay, Jack, very good. It's always nice talking to you. The name here is John. Name is John. And we'll catch you later. Yeah, I'll be standing by and listening. This is WSBW 226 in Flint.
Testing, testing, is anyone here? Checking in, testing the repeater for the first time. Anyone there? Just listening.
Station, testing, you gotta ask.
This is WIUG, grade 8.
It's working.
This repeater, first time in Detroit.
This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Welcome to the Detroit machine. But again, please use your call sign to identify.
Hey guys, well I'll get you my GMRS, but to identify I'll give you the ham for now. It's KF8DKA, KF8DKA, and I'll give you the GMRS call sign here in a second.
Station out there, no problem. KF8DK.
No problem. Peter, it sounds like it's very active, so glad to be here in Detroit. I have to say, I was surprised I hit this repeater. I was inside a house. It turns out a house is bad for the radio. Anyways, wishing everyone a good night.
Good night.
WRFX 966 Mobile, standby.